Christmas break, the Attorney General of Washington State warned citizen journalists, she's a Democrat, of course, to stop investigating Somali daycares or face potential hate crime charges. So, in the Democrat one-party regime, were it to exist, the fraud, the theft from the taxpayers would be okay. Questioning the fraud would be a jailable offense. It's like the upside down in Stranger Things. And folks, I just want to emphasize this to you today, okay? If Elon Musk had not bought X, Tim Walz would be the vice president today. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Nick Shirley, who took down Tim Walz, a kid with a cell phone, who racked up 140 million hits just on the original video, doesn't count all the clips everybody else did, probably went into hundreds of millions more, took out a governor in 2 weeks. Those 2 weeks, that period, X racked up the most user interaction in terms of hits, clicks, likes, views, that kind of thing, ever. Not just for X in X history, but in social media history. It's a Leviathan. People love real stuff that's not censored by a gatekeeper, like everything was. I opened the show today with the story of Nick Shirley, the kid in the video. And what he did was remarkable. He said, okay, I'm going to go document $100 million worth of fraud in 24 hours. And so he's like, hey, this take care, this take care, this take care, this take care. And they're showing up and they're showing how much money they're given. And some of them were these fake Somali transport companies. By the way, we now have the good news is Donald Trump has shut down the no verification daycare funding program. $19 billion went out the door for Joe Biden. In Minnesota, Joe Thompson, the federal prosecutor, says almost all the daycares are fake. Give you an idea of how big the fraud was. But folks, $19 billion, that's just the daycares. That doesn't count the home health cares, 455 homes owned by Somalis, most of them empty. They're just getting the money, but they don't have any patients. The health transport companies, over 1,400 of those alone in Minnesota, 800 owned by Somalis. I mean, the size of this. The $19 billion, again, is just the home health care. I'm getting confused. The daycare fraud. But that's not the most important part. Let me tell you where we'd be today. If Elon Musk had not bought X, Trump would not be the president because no one would have been able to hear from him. The FBI would still be inside of X and Instagram and Facebook censoring. Nick Shirley? He wouldn't even have an account. They'd never let you see this. The FBI terminated over 10,000 accounts. Don't forget the Twitter files. Before, this is what Musk found, and then he kicked him out when he came in through the front door with the kitchen sink. He literally actually had a kitchen sink. See, they made a critical error. And had they not made it, the Democrats, right now, this would be a totalitarian regime, but it's not. Tim Walz is resigning and Nick Shirley has a very popular X account. I want you to understand something because people just don't grasp the importance of freedom of speech. People send me so many texts. Don't complain. Tell us what they're doing to fix it. What's the answer? Free speech. Well, how do we fix free speech? Well, what about that over there? Free speech. Understand what happened with Nick Shirley. Humanity. In all of human history, we have never seen a thing like it. Never have. We didn't have the twin powers of unlimited reach of social media, the technology that is social media, but also the freedom that Elon Musk has given all of us to say what we want. And if it's popular, we make it. If it's not, we don't. And I opened the show talking about being a young reporter and getting stuck on traffic and accidents, which nobody wanted to do. And then I ran into this great story. This illegal immigrant who caused this catastrophic accident came home. The officers were despondent. They had to bond him out. They couldn't keep him. I wanted to write about that. My liberal editor said no. I said, but it's a great story. Oh my gosh, no, you can't. People hate Hispanics. Well, no, this isn't about Hispanics. It's about illegal immigrants. That's what the gatekeeping function looked right like. I worked for a McClatchy-owned newspaper. Fort Mill, South Carolina was my first job. And that's when I learned this isn't real news. It's fake. The liberal gatekeepers make it fake. When Trump slipped through in 2016, he did it by doing those rallies, right? And there's a lot of videos cut of them. It was before the censorship. He beat Hillary Clinton by, and I read the report at the time, he got 10 times the hits, clicks, and likes she did. He just blew her away. So almost immediately, you had the FBI going into Breitbart, you had the FBI going into X, going to all these places and censoring. Taking over Google. You know how fake Google is. Won't show you what you know is real. Only wants to show you what you know is fake. They were this close. This close. Tim Shirley would be censored and Tim Walz would be in a vice president's office. But it didn't happen. But we have to hold on to this. And that's why I was so glad this weekend to see Donald Trump and Elon Musk having dinner together. One doesn't make it without the other. They need each other to save America. And let me tell you what scares me, I'm afraid they're going to try to kill Musk. I mean, I know they already are. He's got a security team. Because they know the board will replace Musk with somebody liberal who will let them censor, and it ends. That's how fast it could be over. There won't be any more Nick Shirley's. There won't be any more investigations into the Iranian daycare fraud in California. The Somali grocery store fraud in Ohio. The Somali restaurant fraud in Ohio. The warlord who got the governor of Maine to give him millions of dollars that he used to build an army in Somalia. It all goes away. They rob you blind and they arrest you if you question it. That's the reality we'd be living in. But the Democrats made a mistake. They thought Elon Musk was their friend. He wasn't. But this ain't over. And it's all hanging by a thread. It hangs by a thread every day. We need Trump to survive. We need Musk to survive. We need J.D. Vance to survive. Because we're in the thick of the fight now, and they've only got one way out. And these three got to go. They know it. I know it. We know it. So I was so glad, again, to see Daily Wire reporting that J.D. Vance is not going to be with Donald Trump anymore. They're going to keep them in separate locations for continuity of office. Case one is killed.